prosecute the captain.
Are they?
Schlitino.
He's in trouble, huh?
Of manslaughter. Causing a shipwreck, abandoning his ship before all passengers were evacuated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We knew he was in trouble because we have the recording of the Coast Guard yelling at him, get back on your ship, sir.
You go on board and then you tell me how many. No. He insisted he stayed aboard until the ship was evacuated. But the recording of the conversation that we heard from the Italian Coast Guard captain said that he fled before all the passengers were off, and then he resisted
going back on.
Repeated orders to return from the Italian captain.
And it doesn't make sense. The thing wasn't sinking. It's laying on the bottom, just sitting there.
And the captain, Schettino, or whatever the heck his name is, you go on board, he said, and then you tell me how many people are there.
So not only did he leave, he was...
And DeFalco shouted back, and so what? You want to go home? It's dark, and you want to go home? Get on the prow. Get on that prow of the boat using the pilot ladder and tell me what can be done. How many people are there and what their needs are now. He said, you go on board. It's an order. And don't make any more excuses. You've declared the abandoning of the ship. Now I'm in charge. That was the Italian captain. He finally was heard agreeing to reboard, but they don't think he did.
They don't think he did.
He ever went back on board. So five more bodies. Sad thing.
And he's
in trouble
with his wife, too, because that girl he was having dinner with was there as his date. And everybody knows it.
I'm sure he's already ousted by her. My God, could she put up the... 4,200 people were on board that when it hit the reef. 29 are still missing. They haven't heard from 29, so... Wow, crazy stuff. I don't want to say it, but...
I suppose they
could. Think of all the jewelry down there.
Oh, like the Titanic. Oh, they say there's a lot of money down there yet.
It. And the safe. I mean...
You're just not.
No, I said I didn't want to say it. You made me say it. Okay, what else did you find? Confusion and worries about Syria and Iran. Wow, is that getting crazy over there?
Yeah, they say Syria has lots of weapons of mass destruction.
Syria,
yeah. And it's Assad is just shooting his own people trying to stay in power. And they're going to say, what's going to happen if he finally loses? There's all these WMDs all over the country.
I know. I just heard that Hillary Clinton is going to go over there and stand behind NATO saying that they agree that he should step down.
Yeah, like that's what difference
like does that's
that
going to happen. Like they're just getting sick of us.
I think the only way you get these guys to leave is to offer them some kind of deal. Here, take $1 billion, go live in Switzerland, nobody will bother you.
I think they already all have
They're afraid to leave because they think they'll be prosecuted. Which they will be. I mean, that's the way it works now.
Now crimes against humanity. I mean, the world court wants to bring everybody up on that. You know, that used to be the way countries were ran. And they're not in Iran. Did you hear that? Whoa. No, that's the way it was. You had a dictator, and he decided what? And he had all the money,
and
you lived
that.
The best you could, you know? But that's all changing. Slowly but surely.
I don't see how he can last. This is going on too long. The people are not giving up. They want Assad gone.
Well, I think they ought to let the people decide that. You know, I'm so sick of everybody, the world going in. I mean, we've all got our own problems. Let them fight it out.
Well, Iran is propping them up because they're buddies, Syria and Iran.
Yeah, and Turkey's all involved in there. But they're business people in Turkey. They don't want no part of all the fighting and stuff. Yeah, they just want the money.
They're becoming a little more Islamic, but they're still business people. They're the only, like the rational people in the area.
Like I said, they're the rational side of money. And then there's the other side.
Iran is shipping Assad weapons so he can shoot his own civilians. And
is that what's going on,
Turkey's
you think?
Saying, like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time
come on,
to go.
Dude. Bury the money and go on vacation. What did the commission find in there? Did they find any? They found... plutonium and
You're talking about Iran.
I'm talking about Iran now.
They just won't. Iran will not let the UN investigators go where they need to go to see what's going on.
But I thought they did, and they said there was an oversupply of
what they have seen. They can tell that there's uranium missing, and he's producing too much of a higher grade that he doesn't need to produce electricity. So clearly, he's trying to build a weapon.
But do you think they might be making that up a little bit? I don't know who to believe, really.
The UN? I don't think so.
Well, what's his plan? Destroy the rest of the world so that he's the only one left?
He wants to wipe Israel off the map. He says it all the time, like daily.
I know, but what is going to happen if he does that? Who's going to allow him to wipe?
Well, we are, apparently, because Barack Obama doesn't want to let Israel take out the nuclear facilities. They're going to do it anyway, I think. Israel just can't wait around.
What are the repercussions of that, taking out a nuclear...
I don't think there are any repercussions. I mean, what's Iran going to do to Israel? They're like a whole country
away. Well,
what
happened to Japan with just an earthquake, I'm saying? I mean, those reactors could be, you know, live.
Oh, you're saying what'll happen to Iran?
Yes. What'll happen to the world when they spill all that nuclear stuff if they go over there?
Well, everybody's assuming that Israel would come in and blow up the facility. That's not going to cause a nuclear accident of any kind. No. It doesn't work that way.
How's it work then?
There might be some irradiation in the explosions plume, but it's not going to like wipe out a whole bunch of people in Iran.
It's all
buried deep in the ground. If it wasn't buried in deep in the ground, we wouldn't need these special bombs to blow it up. That's how they've been trying to keep it from Israel and the U.S.
Isn't it just horrible to think of what the future holds?
Some people just cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons. Like that nut job in North Korea?
That's what NATO said. That's what UN said. The UN said some people just can't be trusted.
If you say daily you want to wipe Israel off the map, we can't let you have a nuclear bomb to do it with.
Well, I wouldn't be telling anybody just if I was planning on doing it.
I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, what did I just say? The whole area seems to be full of crazy people.
Yeah, it is crazy. Maybe they got a lot of cats over there. So what else were you looking at as far as...
Well, we had our last Republican debate.
That's politics. Okay. We're not doing that yet. I guess that's it. Boy, you were...
Well, Whitney Houston, you know, we didn't have our show last week.
I can't talk about her anymore. I just cried for days.
She really is our generation, didn't she? She was the voice of our generation.
And me being in radio all those years, I played so much of her music.
Yeah.
She was such a beautiful girl. And I know she had her demons, that's for sure. Just seems sad. But, you know, I'm one of those Pollyanna people that say, life is life and you just have to be accepting. I mean, none of us know where we're going tomorrow. I feel bad for her daughter. Her daughter's really taking it hard.
Yeah.
Bobby, you know, I heard it. I watched the funeral on the internet.
Did you see Bobby get kicked out?
Yes, because you know who Bobby Brown is. It's my prerogative. I'll do anything I want to do.
So did you see him leaving? I mean,
yeah.
Did he have a whole entourage with him?
He did have an entourage, which he always has an entourage. Whitney. Everybody has an entourage. I have an entourage.
But a funeral's not really the place for an entourage.
Well, he wanted his family to be there with him.
No, I'm
his
talking
new
about
family.
The friends.
His new family, yeah, and there's bodyguards. There's bodyguards, and there's playmates, and, you know. Yeah, but he left peacefully. Jesse Jackson, or no, I guess it wasn't Jesse. I guess it was Sharpton.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharpton went out and said, "Hey, it ain't about you, Bobby Brown." He said, "It ain't." This isn't the Grammys? No, so he left. And, you know, he's got a new baby, and he's got a fiance, and he's got a whole new life going on.
So the Houston family won't let him talk to his daughter? Is that how
I don't know if it's, you know, if it comes down to that, the media, you know how they are. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of legalities and things. I mean, why wouldn't they want her father? I mean, he's supposedly clean.
Yeah.
He's supposedly clean.
and I would know.
Supposedly... Part of the reason why him and Whitney got a divorce.
Because she didn't want to go clean.
Because she had a hard time staying clean. Yeah. Yeah, it was... but hey, well, I say if you're going to go, in the bathtub is the best place.
Every generation has its voice, you know? Like my great-grandparents had... Was it Caruso?
Yeah.
And then my parents' generation had Pavarotti.
Frank Sinatra.
And Whitney Houston was kind of the voice... For our generation.
The 80s and 90s, man. She was something else. She's the one that came out with those beautiful high notes. She was like the first one to actually merge what she had learned as far as gospel singing into pop.
Right.
And then look who's followed. Everybody. I mean, everybody praises her.
And she seemed to sing with joy, so it wasn't like it was just a chore for her.
Well, and you know, I did see an interview, many, but I did see one final interview where she said it just wasn't fun anymore. Because the music business is so greedy, so crazy, so neglectful, that it was no fun anymore. So she was having her own problems. She, you know, everybody who all of a sudden at 19 becomes famous, like Michael Jackson at 4, you know, you have a hard road to go. It's a hard road to play because
you
don't know what you've
missed.
You don't know what you've missed. And it's just like trailer trash, same thing, you know. They don't know what they've missed.
That's a frequent complaint, but come on. If somebody said to you, Jay, you can have $200 million and never be able to go to the mall without being mobbed, or you can live your current life, which would you choose? You'd take the $200 million.
And drugs and a life of...
That'll compensate for a lot of stuff.
And a life all by myself with all my entourage. No, you can live normal. There are people. There are people all over the world that have been rich and famous. Yeah, it's still...
You can buy your own island and live normally on your island.
Well, and then you've got the paparazzi out there. Paparazzi. What is it? The Papa Zazzarotti.
I messed you up with Pavarotti.
You did. You've got them out there peeking and flying airplanes over. You just can't be left alone anymore. But, you know, I think it does take a certain personality, a certain respect that you can gain from people that you do, because there are people out there that live a life of fame and success and don't have everybody looking in their keyhole every day. Yes. Well, we've got some Nevada news coming up. I want to tell you about another Walmart worker.
Yeah.
Same Walmart as John Galane, throwing threats around. We'll come back and we'll have some Nevada news right here on Broadview. Thanks for joining us.
Panama Show, live, local, and fun. Weekdays 10 to 1 on 1270 The Buzz.
Are you looking for an incredible gift for that special someone? We're here to help. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of RenewMD. If your special someone has skincare concerns or just needs a little pampering, we can help. Are you still thinking about taking care of your sunspots, wrinkles, or unwanted hair, but you haven't called us? Why not? We're here to help you look and feel your best. You can be confident knowing board-certified plastic surgeon James Murphy and his team of cosmetic-trained nurses and medical estheticians treat your concerns. RenewMD features the only Cutera laser and LED cold lasers in our area. No one has more lasers or more state-of-the-art equipment, ensuring you have the best treatments possible in the Reno area. We have some great specials in February. The Fire and Ice Medical Facial, only $79. Get a free cut with a color in our salon. At RenewMD, we want you to have your best skin, and if you'd like to give someone a great gift, we can help. So give us a call for a gift certificate or book a complimentary consultation at 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standards at affordable prices.
On Tuesday, February 28th, National Pancake Day, stop into your local IHOP and receive a complimentary short stack of their famous buttermilk pancakes. If you come hungry and leave happy, you're encouraged to make a voluntary contribution to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Free pancakes and helping children. It doesn't get better than that. Thanks for helping, February 28th.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you very much for joining us on Broadview here on this Saturday. My co-host JP is here, and we were talking about world hot topics and more to come and some politics a little bit later on. But right now, some Nevada news. I was telling you, after being scolded for taking a two-hour lunch break, Reno police said that Kitsky Lane Walmart, an employee, told coworkers that if he were to be fired, he would do better than John. What in the heck? My gosh.
For people who don't remember, Jay was on the jury of the trial.
He was on the jury of that John Galane trial, and it was just very emotional to watch. Let's not have no more of that now. I mean it. Justin Robert Wiltz. Alleged comments referred to a former store employee, John Galane, who we know. He's now serving 96 years in prison.
Yeah. We don't want Walmart to be like the post office, you know, where you talk about someone went postal. We don't want people to say, hey, someone went Walmart.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
you okay,
don't pull a Ghislaine. Nah, you know. Hey, I'm fine. I don't have a cough button, and Sean's not watching me, so you'll have to put up with me. It's just tickle. It's a tickle. 96 years in prison he is serving for a non-fatal shooting rampage that he did at the store. He feared being fired, disliked his bosses, they say, and shot three supervisors.
So this guy goes ahead and makes a, says he'll do better than John. Probably wasn't the smartest thing to say, especially after a two-hour lunch.
They were called to the store on Wednesday, police. No laughing.
Okay.
He was called. Yeah, there he is. There's a young guy, too. Finish that for me right there.
Where were you? Police were called to the store Wednesday afternoon because Wilt, 31, was going to be fired and had threatened the day before to shoot his boss and plant a bomb, according to a police report. Concerned employees had told managers Wednesday about the threats they said he made on February 13th after being scolded for taking an unapproved two-hour lunch break. After the conversation with his boss, he told witnesses he was tired of being treated poorly by management. And how's that poorly when you just had a two-hour lunch? And if he got fired, he was going to shoot people inside the store and do a better job than John. Which, of course, refers to John Gilliland, who was convicted of, for sent away for 96 years.
An Arkansas-based Walmart store executive said employees took Wilt's threats seriously and reported them to the police. Thank you. Good deal. We want to be diligent about protecting the safety of the employees and the store. God, after what they went through, of course they do. You know, I still go into that store now and feel creeped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. I had a hard time after I was on the jury and it was all over with, because we all shop that store and many other Walmarts, but that's one that's closest to us. So we'd been going in there for quite a while. Probably saw Ghislaine because he, you know, and everybody in there. I recognize some of them that I see every week. First thing I did was walk over where you come in for the lube and kind of followed his steps. Of course, my sweetie was saying, honey, stop it. You're creeping me out here. Stop it. But I kind of walked.
But
and then,
because you were on the jury, you knew exactly where
exactly
the steps were, right?
Because we had seen every step he took
I
and
gotcha.
All back and the bathroom. And my sweetie even went into that bathroom. I said, okay, don't go in that bathroom.
I just think that's normal.
Weird.
I don't think that's
think
creepy.
It
it's just curiosity. You saw the whole case. You saw the footsteps. You saw the path written on the bulletin board in the courtroom. You just wanted to see it.
It was crazy, though. And I still feel that way when I go in. I still have a little bit of the ghost when I go in there. I'm getting better, but I still do.
I always look where the plane went down. And this happened before I came to Reno, but were you here then?
Yes.
You can't help looking and thinking, well, the plane went down right here?
The plane went down right there. Oh, my God. Well, it's just true of anything. Back in San Diego, when I was a young kid, we were coming home with my mother, and we saw a Corvette flip over on Laurel Street, flip over because it's very steep, and burst into flames. I could hardly go in that neighborhood for a long, 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 long time.
I've seen two.
You just feel that. You
I've
know,
seen
you feel
two vehicles roll like that. One was, I was sitting on my parents' deck with my sister, who is an ER, EMT and an ER nurse, and we're just standing there, and a Jeep realized it was missing its corner, and all of a sudden yanked the wheel and tried to turn, and the Jeep just started rolling over and over, and bodies went flying. There were four people in it.
And you don't forget
and
it,
And I ran
you?
Over there with my sister, and my sister was awesome. She was telling me what to do, and she said, you talk to him. She went from patient to patient, figured out what she had to do first. And
what's your sister do now?
She's a
paramedic.
She's retired now. But she rode the ambulance and was a nurse for years.
Look at that. See?
So I didn't have to know anything. I just did what my sister told me to do.
You just
got to
take orders. That's right. Good at that.